More people texting in saying that they would pay $10,000 to get me to leave Pittsburgh. And I think this is all rooted in me and you painting a good statistical and analytical picture of why the Steelers should win this game, and then me still saying I think the Steelers are going to lose.
Uh-huh.
I think that's what this is.
Yeah, everybody's upset.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Texter, I'll double that $10K if you leave. Another one, I'll chip in on it if Adam leaves Pittsburgh. Look, at folks, if we get the GoFundMe high enough, I mean, I'll leave.
Yeah, you'd have to think about it, right?
I mean, if we're getting... you know, $500,000
Yeah, I'm out.
Then yeah. I'll even donate none of it to charity.
No.
I started thinking it through. I was like, well, I don't want to spend it. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where you always say, they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us. Brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can insult me on both of those platforms. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. We will get to Chris Carter of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette coming up in a few moments. We are supposed to get rain from Hurricane Helene. And it got me to thinking about hurricane names. And Helene, not necessarily a menacing name, although the hurricane itself is quite menacing. And then it started to get me to think, what is the least possible threatening hurricane name?
Huh.
And I think it's Hurricane Kevin.
Kevin, yes.
Thank you.
Or Adam.
Bleep off.
Hmm.
Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette joining us now on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, your trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Hello, Chris. How you doing?
What's up, guys? Hurricane Adam, slightly terrifying. Not the least terrifying, but slightly terrifying.
Hurricane Kevin just sounds, it's so milquetoast. The name Kevin.
Wait, why is Adam terrifying?
Yeah.
I don't know. Just, I think of Adam, and I've seen Adam be slightly angry after West Virginia loses to Pitt, and that's a little terrifying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the winds be blowing hard for Hurricane Eileen, but nothing blowing harder than that lead for West Virginia. That was tough for me to say, and I said it poorly. Also, Carter, what's up with your eyes, man? Did Carter just wake up?
Absolutely, he did.
Man, your eyes are not open.
It's my studio lights, man. Like, they're right in my face. I haven't been I didn't just wake up. I've been up for like an hour, but I've had all the lights off in my house. And now I turn on my studio lights and my desk here. Apologies.
I'm going blind. I'm just not gonna. Okay, so Chris Carter joining us. Enough with the nonsense. When I look at this matchup, Steelers and Colts, there's zero reason to think the Steelers are going to go in there and lose this game, Chris. Although I think the Steelers are going to go in and lose the game. I feel like they're kind of due, if that makes sense. Plus, football is weird. When you look at this matchup, what do you see?
Like you, I see advantages for the Steelers. You look at how the Steelers want to play football and the Colts. It's like they kind of want to play like the Steelers, but they haven't been able to. Like, Jonathan Taylor can run the football, absolutely, but their defense can't stop the run. They're 31st in run defense. The Colts are dead last in time of possession right now in football. The Steelers are number two in time of possession in football. I look at that. I also look at Anthony Richardson has thrown the most interceptions in the NFL through 3 weeks going into this game. I think that this kind of lines up for the Steelers to play the game exactly the way they want to play. If you just take away Jonathan Taylor in the run game, you'll force Anthony Richardson to have to be a little aggressive, show things. And if you saw some of the interceptions he's thrown, especially the one he threw in the end zone last week, you're like, okay, that's a chance for the Steelers to get turnovers. Then on the flip side, you go to the Steelers offense. If the Steelers offense, you saw how they ran the ball at the end of the game against the Chargers, who last week were the number one defense. They're still like the sixth best rushing defense in the NFL so far this year. If they're able to do that for most of the game against the Colts this week, it will allow them to set the pace that they want. It'll put Anthony Richardson behind the eight ball a lot sooner. And then you can get to the script that the Steelers really like to play. Now, as you say, Adam, there are always outliers. They're always, it's the NFL.
It's a funny shaped ball, Chris.
Yes, and it bounces in so many different ways. I think the Steelers have been fortunate that they hasn't bounced too many times against them so far this year. And the couple times it has, like last week, Justin Fields' interception, that could have been the game changer. Like I said going into the game, whoever gets the first turnover is going to win the game. I was wrong, because the Steelers didn't get a turnover and they found a way to win that game. But eventually, there's going to be more than just bounces like that. There's going to be a few things. How do the Steelers keep responding to that? That'll determine how good this team really is.
Do you think that the Steelers will stick to their plan on defense and do what's been working for them throughout the last 3 weeks? Or will they incorporate something that could affect the way that Anthony Richardson runs? Because they haven't faced a quarterback like this yet. They know that they have to face Lamar Jackson twice. Now, Anthony Richardson, he has a little bit of an old Justin Fields, Chicago Bears type process to him. Do you think the Steelers roll out something different to slow that down just in case he does pull down and use his legs? Or do you think they just go as planned, like, hey, we trust our defense, we're one of the best defense in the league, and we have faith in them to just stop whatever is in front of us?
I think it's not like the difference is something completely holistic. Like, it's not like they're going to change up their entire philosophy. I think they have certain checks at the line of scrimmage, like with the pass rushers, to say, hey, on these plays, cover these rushing lanes, on these plays, contain here and contain there. But it's not like that's like, okay, we can't call the same blitz package that we normally call, on third downs. And frankly, the Steelers don't even blitz much this year. And, last week was actually kind of the most they've ever blitzed, all season. But I think that this is a game where you might see them just rush four a lot. You might see them do some twists. If it is, they might twist a little bit less in this game so that they could have guys kind of stay in their lanes and be aware of where Richardson is. Maybe they have a guy who is like a hug blitzer from, the line. Like maybe Peyton Wilson is kind of a blitzer if a running back is in, but maybe if the running back, is kind of staying there, maybe he plays like a spy role. Small things like that, but not like, changing up the overall aggressive style of play that they want to play.
Segment brought to us by Gutter Helmet. Save 50% on installation of Gutter Helmet during their fall sale. This month only, 888-5-HELMET. Not expecting Jaylen Warren to play in this football game. Najee Harris had the sling early, but he did practice yesterday. Any concern with Najee, and how much Cordero Patterson should we expect to see in this game?
I think Najee will be fine. I think Najee Harris, we talked to him yesterday, he's actually seemed more chipper than usual, as far as how he's handling things. And Cordero Patterson, I think that guy's a pro's pro. He knows how to be ready whenever they need him. And you saw the way how he started to get going last week. I think those two, if Jaylen Warren's available, it's like all three of those guys could be a real problem. If just those two guys are available, it's still a problem because they can both wear you down. And you saw the versatility that Cordero Patterson gave you last week with being able to line up a wide receiver, which is why I said when they signed him, like this guy's like, that's your sixth wide receiver. If you have five wide receivers on active on game day, that's your extra tight end if you really wanted to go there with him. And that's definitely, your aggressive runner when you want to give Jaylen Warren and Najee Harris a break. But I think that they want that. I thought it was really interesting. And if you check out Locked On Steelers this morning,
plug,
I played a clip. Yes, sir, as we do. But I played a clip where I asked Najee Harris, because he said, at one point he was answering a question, I think it was from Will Graves, and he was like, hey, like, we want to make guys tap out. We want to make teams tap out. That's what this, yes, we play close games, but with this, we also want to be the team that outlasts our opponents. And when he said that phrase, I was like, wait a second. When I talked to Zach Frazier after the game, he said almost the same exact phrase. He was like, we made the Chargers tap out. That's what we want to do. And so I asked Najee, I was like, Najee, is that like something that you guys talk about? Like, is that something that you guys, like, is it a locker room thing or like a saying that you guys think? He's like, what do you mean? He's like, I was like, well, Zach said the same thing. Make him tap out. He's like, he did. He was like, shout out Zach Frazier. And then he was like, that's not something we talk about, but I like that he's thinking the exact same thing I'm thinking. And it seems like these guys are really on the same wavelength about how they want to be physical, and that's a good sign that I think that they're eventually going to coalesce and become a better rushing offense.
We saw what Calvin Austin III could do last week, and that huge play. And he can be explosive at times. He's a fast receiver. He just yet hasn't, been in sync with what he needs to do consistently on offense. Do you think this is the week where he has that target share, outside of George Pickens being the next targeted wide receiver and them trying to utilize him a little bit more this week?
I don't know if this is the week for that. I feel like this is a week where you might see maybe Pat Freiermuth get some more targets. I think he hasn't been unlocked in this offense yet. I think it's very situational what the Steelers are going to try to do with Calvin Austin. Like last week, you know, I asked Calvin Austin because I noticed the touchdown pass that he caught. He also caught a 25-yard pass on a 3rd and 15, where both times he attacked the seam. And part of that, I asked him, and him and Justin Fields both confirmed that was part of the plan this week. They knew, especially on third downs, when the Chargers got the defense got out there, they like to throw exotic blitzes. When they throw exotic blitzes, they only leave like two guys covering the middle part of the field in zone coverage. And when they're doing that, Justin Fields just has to wait for one of his guys to break open towards the middle and not be covered. And that's what happened on both the situations. Calvin Austin caught it and moved forward. Now, if the Colts come out there in a similar situation, maybe you see some of that. But I think it's going to be situation. I don't think it's going to be like a I don't think the Steelers have unlocked Calvin Austin and now he's about to have like 80 yards every single week and be a wide receiver too. But I do think it would behoove them to put him in more yak situations where he can make plays like that.
Behoove. Hurricane Carter, appreciate your time as always, man. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Thanks, fellas.
Thanks, Chris.
Great, man. Great breakdown. And it's so refreshing to hear what Chris said about the guys he talked to. Zach Frazier and Najee Harris. And I want to react to that when we come back. But something else he said there. Knowing that they felt like they had a great idea of what the Chargers are going to do on third down, and they had a specific plan to attack it.
Yep.
The last 2 years are just such a waste, man.
It's waste. Waste
just
of time.
Such a waste. You think Matt Canada's going, all right, on third downs, we know what they're doing. Let's attack it with a purpose, blah, blah. No.
It's amazing, actually, what they did during that period. You know, for as minimal as it was, even for that much, it's amazing what they did.